The teacher strike in Chicago has entered its second week. Today, Mayor Rahm Emanuel sent city attorneys to court to try and end the strike and send students back to class. In the meantime, parents are looking for new ways to keep their kids occupied. And as NPR's Cheryl Corley reports from Chicago, union delegates say they are still assessing a tentative contract.
Chanting for a fair contract, a crowd of Chicago teachers in red union shirts joined with supporters and filled the lobby in front of Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel's office. Their goal? Letting city leaders know they oppose the mayor seeking an injunction to end the school strike. Stephen Ashby, a University of Illinois labor professor, is with the Chicago Teachers Solidarity Campaign.
I can tell you that injunctions have been used over the past century only as a union-busting tool to suppress the democratic right to strike. They do not belong in American democracy.
At the end of last week, union and school leaders seemed optimistic that they would reach a resolution by today. Emanuel had also warned he'd turn to the court if there was no end to the strike by week's end. So, in its filing, the city contends the strike is illegal, that it endangers the health and safety of the school district students, and that under state law, issues still of concern, evaluations, layoffs, and recall rights are not grounds for a strike. No word from the mayor's office or school board today, but last night, school board president David Vitale said he and the mayor were extremely disappointed with the union's decision.
There is no reason why our kids cannot be in school while the union reviews the agreement. Just as we have said that this is a strike of choice, it has now become a delay of choice.
This morning, there were still signs of support for teachers. Motorists honked their horns and waved at teachers protesting in front of neighborhood schools. David Bobby, a union delegate and a teacher at Sullivan High School, says he knows it's a frustrating situation, but
this is a bottom-up organization. Teachers, clinicians, clerks, all of us have a right and a vote in this process. And frankly, to vote on this takes time. We also have the Jewish holiday, which inadvertently pushes us back a little bit so that we can be sure that all members have a chance to weigh in.
About 350,000 Chicago students are affected by the school strike, and parents are counting on places like this Northside Chicago Park District, where today children played basketball, twirled hula hoops, and took part in camp activities. Outside the field house, the reaction from parents bringing their children here was mixed. Uwala Idiabonya was dropping off her 6-year-old first grader.
I do support the teachers for what they're doing as far as the things that they want for the classrooms. But at the same time, I just wish that there could be a compromise. Everybody could just come together just for the sake of the kids.
Edie Bonia said she had been really hopeful that school would resume today. Robin Henrod, the father of another first grade student, said he had been too and doesn't think the continued strike is justified.
I think the union took this one step too far, and I'm afraid they're going to see the consequence in losing some of their parents' support that they've had last week and prior. You know, everybody should be looking for the children first, and at this point feel like they're going to be used as a bargaining chip.
Union leaders plan to meet tomorrow to decide whether to call off the strike, the first for the city in 25 years. City officials, meantime, say Wednesday morning a judge will hold a hearing on Mayor Emanuel's request for an order that will send striking teachers back to work. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.